Hey, are you tired of being shadow banned on Instagram when they say it's not really a thing? They just want you to go crazy. If you haven't heard about it, Anchor by Spotify is the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Hey, it's Dee, and welcome to my podcast. And I have the other Dee that's with me. This is all going to rhyme and sound funny. So this is going to be light and breezy, and obviously, we just want the truth to come out and want everybody to know the truth. But the system is not there to help you. It is there to control you. That's about it. And to make sure you're under control. You're literally not allowed to show any emotions. And I went through hell for this dog, which I consider my son. And so did this other person, and we went to the police, and the police, rather than help us, they pitted us against each other. And I went on my own gut instinct and became friends with her. And I feel like the police lied to me about everything. I don't know. What do you want to say, Dee?
There's also the shelter.
The shelter?
Yeah, because when you had screenshotted a message to me when you were talking with them, they said, and I know it just because I've read it so many times, they said that we'll support you, that I have no right, and that she doesn't even know the whole story. Her boyfriend, the one who turned in the dog, so that led me to believe that my boyfriend turned Marley in. I thought that, how the heck did that happen? So they knew that he wasn't his, and they knew that he was somebody else's. And then when I find that out, and then I come to find out that Marley was found tied to a pole. So like, why does Wags say that my boyfriend turned in the dog?
Lied to you. So it's like kind of what I'm thinking is like,
I'm just really, really confused on that. Why would they say that her boyfriend was the one who turned in the dog? She doesn't even know the whole story. Yeah. That's word for word, like for a text message that you had sent me, because they had sent it to you or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't.
And then I tried getting hold of him again, and you know, they kind of, you know, obviously they don't want anything to do with the situation because it's been handled.
When I first showed up there, they said that they're going to call the police. It took me getting in front of Westminster City Council. I got in front of them.
Well, everybody's go-to is go to the police. But that's the thing. The police are not there to help you. That's the whole point of this. Whole thing is,
it's just a big gang. It's a group of people that just so happen to become control. A huge gang.
Yeah.
Like, it's gnarly. Because when I was trying, from this whole trying to find Marley and whatever, I started to take like private investigating classes and stuff like that, and so like I had to learn.
No, and that's why I know the whole gang stalking is, right, and that's why I know
the GS?
That fucking that fucking black drone that keeps flying around, and it came in my backyard. It's come following me swimming already. It's like, okay, next time I see it, I'm just gonna shoot it with a BB gun.
I feel like it's like, since we're the minority, we're the ones that like would fight for, you know, like say when shit goes
down,
like
we're the ones fighting. We're the ones
that are
going
to be the one, like, you
like
know,
we're
I
real.
Mean, in our society of people.
Yeah, we're not.
They're trying to like test us.
Yeah.
They're testing us. So
yeah,
it's like
they're
doing these like tests that we don't even realize.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what.
We would do
right,
under pressure
right,
in certain things
right,
because
right,
they want to know so that they have the upper hand so that when shit goes down, they can
ready,
take care of it. But it ain't going to happen like
down,
that. It ain't going to happen
ready,
like that.
When the shit goes down. I know. And it's literally what I've been telling my boyfriend. I know what it's about, but they make me feel like a lunatic.
But I also think that it's got a good versus evil type thing.
Because everything has a good and evil side to it.
It's like on a spiritual level, like everybody's having to pick their sides on which side they're on, you know? And Also, though, at the same time, I feel like if you can't beat them, let them think you join them.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got, you. The more you,
the more it's like, I don't want to feed into it. I, that's what I mean. Like,
the more it's going to be there.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, you are, that's what I'm like, chance to none, gonna.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just need to get out of the.
Gotta.
No, but I just gotta get out of the city. It's because it's the city where it's at.
It really is. It's everywhere. It really is. It's, you gotta find peace of mind. You have to find peace of mind in the little things.
Yeah, because the fucking neighbors are like going crazy, and I don't even do anything illegal.
Well, because they don't. You ever, you know, when you do a math, when you're working on a math problem and you can't figure it out or something, right? And mm-hmm. So you stop and you go away from it, and then you come back to it, and then you get it, and you're like, like when you get those things when you didn't see something before, and like say you say you smoke a little bit of weed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see things like totally different. Than before, right? And you're just like, oh, now I get it. So like, the way that we see it, they don't see it like that. They go about their lives in a whole different perspective that they don't even see what we're seeing.
Yeah, because it's like, I'm playing Pokemon Go, you know, like on the side of the sidewalk. You know, like where that car is parked right over there? But you know, okay, but when you're walking on the side of the sidewalk, you're allowed to, because I don't like to walk even on the sidewalk, so I walk on the side of the sidewalk and play Pokemon Go, and this lady was gonna, like, back out, so I was just, like, waiting for her to back out, and she was just, like, and I'm, like, I'm playing Pokemon Go, you can go around me, I'll wait, and she just didn't want to do it, and her daughter started cussing me out. And, like, I can read lips, you know? And I'm like, why don't you just lower your window so you can hear me? And she's, like, afraid of me, literally. She's afraid of me. I've never done anything. And so she just, like, charges at me. And I tapped her car like this. She calls the police. The police are over at my house. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm playing Pokemon Go on the side of the sidewalk. And I tap someone's car and they call the cops on me. Is that illegal? No. And then yesterday, I ran into her because her dogs fucking bolted out of the house and they jumped on me. And I said, you didn't have to call the police on me the other day. I was just playing Pokemon Go. And then, like, my feelings were really hurt and I started to cry. And then, and the dogs, she's like, oh, fuck, the dogs, holy shit. And then, so, like, she's yelling at her dogs to get away from me. Psst, stop. She's yelling at her dogs to get away from me, right? And they won't go away from me. I said, get your dogs away from me, you know? I could kick them, but I'm not going to, but get them away from me. And so I said, you shouldn't have your dogs. I mean, they came across the street, you know? They weren't on a leash or anything. That is illegal. So, not kidding, maybe like 15, 20 minutes later, a blue car with all tinted windows pulled up. Detectives come talk to me.
Yeah, they're in like normal cars, but then they're in
normal clothes. No, they're normal clothes.
One time, my ex was like being crazy or whatever, and like I was driving a little frantic, I guess, and like there's a car that was following me. So like when I got to the stoplight or the stop sign, I put my truck in park, and I got out of my truck and I walked up to the car that was behind me to like be like, what's up? Why are you bothering me? You know, like, why are you following me? And it was a cop in full uniform. And I was like,
stupid.
He's like, sit on the curb. And I had to sit
stop. I do a bit of bag for that. Wait. Sorry, doctor. Shit. No, but I mean, I didn't do anything to the lady. All I said is she didn't have to call the police on me. I was just playing Pokemon Go. But even talking to her, she called the police again.
It sucks because I feel like it's not like the case, you know, like there's, but you've already got all of you to think that you're
Yeah, because of, no, of that one guy. But it's like, not, that's not fair.
Not the case, and that's not fair, but...
So I'm having to prove to everybody. So, I know, but I, no, but I'm going to have to if this lady takes me to court to get a restraining order.
Just leave her up. Don't even talk to her anymore. Just look the other way. Like, don't even, it's not worth it.
Yeah, no, but I don't know what the, I don't know what the sheriffs are going to say.
I mean, them all to just leave you alone.
That's what I told them. I didn't even care. I was like, all I was doing was like walking, minding my own business. You know, tell her to keep her dogs on a leash. I'm not even going to walk around here anymore. Like, I'm not even going to walk around here anymore. I'm going to just walk, keep on this little cul-de-sac right here. That's all. And then hopefully after December, I can figure out what I want to do, like where I want to move and where my son wants to stay, because I'm letting my son control my life way too much.
How old is he?
He's like 20.
He is?
He's going to be 20, so I just say he's 20.
He already graduated?
Yeah.
Where's he going
to work? Nothing. Nothing he anymore. He was, but he was nothing anymore. That's another subject.
Yeah.
That's another subject that I do not want to discuss on here, because... No. Because that amongst other things will be used against me. But that's the fault of an absentee father. That's what happens when the father refuses to take part in his son's life.
My boy.
Yeah, because anyways.
I love you.
But yeah, the system is not there to help you. And oh, the other thing is, like, we really realized through all this that dog is God backwards for a reason.